The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Friday. Yeah, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own expletive in there. And you see, governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. But boy, I tell you what, the way these politicians are acting these days, we were talking about that in our last hour, about how politicians think they're better than we are, that they know more than we do, that we're not capable of governing ourselves. Really? They really take a lot of us for granted, yet they come and they campaign on our donated money to their campaign to help them tell us we're stupid. How does that work, really? It's what our political system has become. I mean, think about it for a minute. Really? Yeah, we're giving money to some politician so he can sit there and lie to us and go to D.C. knowing he's going to get a fat pension, knowing he's going to get top medical care when we have to pay for all of that. And what's he going to do? Vote for everything he wants and enrich himself with honoraria and kiss everybody's rear end politically. Yeah. To get what he wants, not necessarily what the people of his district and his constituents voted for him. Well, here's an unusual gift-giving idea. As long as you're out shopping for December, 20 plus unusual items for stocking stuffers or stocking up you may not have thought of. And we put a link under the gardening, farming, and homesteading email blast that you're going to get of these 20 plus items. I beg you to read it. You might actually enjoy it. Rather than having one person create their list of favorites, this article's got unusual items for stocking up from other survival experts. Interesting how that plays out. I know you, some of you actually have to have room to put it all, because I'm running out of room over here. We talked to you previously about the fact that data from the CDC is now showing vaccinated and boosted people made up most of the COVID-19 deaths in August. A new study on vitamin D for combating COVID. Yeah. So we got the vitamin D3, 4,000 IU, 100 count, and OptiVita vitamin D, 800 IU, 60 count available at the Power Mall. It's high-quality whole food vitamin D, and it will lower the risk. The death from COVID was lower among those taking vitamin D, 33% lower among those taking D3, 25% lower among those taking vitamin D2. Vitamin C and D were finally adopted as conventional treatment of coronavirus. Now they tell us, this is a former CDC chief, Tom Frieden, and Dr. John C. Umhau, public health specialist at the NIH. Wow. Now they're telling us, after how many million people have been killed and Big Pharma is still on the loose? Yeah. That's what I mean. See, now I got another reason for you to go shopping at the Power Mall to help you get that discount that we've been offering you. Spend $75, get 15% off your bill. So now you got more that you can order besides the winter wellness bundle. Well, hey, the winter wellness bundle's already got vitamin C and D in it. Gives you more reason to order that, plus, you know, the other goodies that we talked about. I know you're thinking, all right, Dave, what were those? The silver gel, 24 part per million, and the OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, which I'm taking right here. I've got my glass of water. I don't drink a lot of it, but it's got silver in it. All right. That's why I'm feeling mighty chipper today. All right. So moving along. I already told you all about the vitamins, which you need, and the minerals, which Darlene talked about. Great point there, Darlene. She knows. And this is interesting about kelp. because I would like to seriously, I guess it come, you can get it in powdered form. I'm pretty sure. You remember we were telling you about Apple talking about removing or threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store? Well, it appears that Tesla CEO Elon Musk had a little powwow personally with Apple CEO Tim Cook, and they resolved their differences. It was just a misunderstanding. Yeah. Tim was clear Apple was never considered doing that, according to Musk. Musk also shared a brief video clip of a pond at Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, California, saying in the caption that Cook had shown him around the beautiful sight. Wonderful. Meanwhile, Twitter has suspended Kanye West, or ye. Hear ye. You've been suspended from Twitter for incitement of violence. That's right. After Kanye West used the platform on Thursday to share an image of a swastika merged with the Star of David, Breitbart reported the tweet was a continuation of his newfound love for both Nazis and Jewish people, even as history records the Nazis murdered 6 million Jewish people. Of course, there are those that think that it's all made up, and you can say what you want, but the graves are there. The people are there. The history is there. They'll call you Holocaust deniers, you know, whatever. When you get on and you start praising Hitler, people start looking weird at you, Kanye. It's like, what drugs did your trainer slip you? And now you just got whacked with $200,000 a month in child support from Kimmy Kardashian? Really? Wow. 200 large a month? Boy, we should all be fortunate enough to have that kind of dough floating around. I guess he's not going to buy Parler now. Parler, meanwhile, is telling everybody to pray for ye. Yeah, pray that he gets some sense in his head and keeps his mouth shut. You see, when you start going off the rails like ye is doing, this is what you get. You're not being nice. If you can't play in the sand, you won't be able to play in the sandbox if you're not playing nice. Nobody likes sand kicked in their face, ye. But I got to tell you these things. Yeah. The U.S. Supreme Court, under good news, is keeping Biden's student loan program on hold. And not only that, they're going to agree to hear the case against it. February of next year. That's right. This administration program for forgiveness of student loans is on ice. The oral arguments will be in February of next year, which means a decision might not be rendered until much later in the fall. Yeah, you keep voting. See, this is the thing about the people that voted Biden in, all these young people that think they want something for nothing. Wait till they offer you the brain chips. Oh, I can't wait. And you're going to just line up. All of you morons out there are going to line up and get your brain chip. It's outpatient. Musk will be making billions of dollars off these things. The government will be going, oh, look at all the cool biotech robots we've got coming out now. All these college-educated kids. We can tap their brain processes and tell exactly what they're thinking. Wow. And like I said, if the procedure goes wrong, you know, woefully wrong, they'll just bag them up and cremate them and give the ashes back to what's left of their family that they haven't murdered through genocide, through big pharma and everything else. Coming to take their guns away. I really think our government, you know, to be honest with you, is afraid of we the people when it comes to gun ownership, given the fact that, you know, what John Lott was telling us, that over 25 million guns have been sold in America over 2022. To over 25 million. Can you imagine that? 25 million, that would be almost 10% of our legitimate population, because we have to discount the 11 million that are here illegally or claim to be here legally. And then we got the 8 million that aren't. And of course, we're talking about a couple of trillion rounds of ammunition to go along with all those guns. Yeah, I think our country, the people that run it are just kind of like going, okay, until we have a major gun grab, a house-to-house gun grab, not going to happen. You keep dreaming. You, every time you open your mouth, I was out on a canvas last night talking to people about Texas at a major event here in Texas. And one guy was telling me when I mentioned the Barrett M82A1, and he goes, I got one of those. I go, really? I said, now I'm jealous. So, because they cost over $8,000. Well, if you bought one way back when, you paid about half of that. Half a mile trajectory, no rise or fade. And these rounds literally will pierce an engine block of a police car. I mean, you know, we're just talking rational thought here, folks. This is what the statistics say. And this is one of the reasons why the FBI, if you look at the people in Montana, remember the militiamen in Montana? Or the Freemen, that's what they were. The FBI stayed a half a mile away outside of their compound because word got back to the feds that they had a Barrett M82A1. And they know better than to get within a half a mile of the compound because they would. And you see how they demonize? They call it a compound. They did that with Randy Weaver, too. He had a compound. It was a little $5,000 plywood shack up in the hills up there in Kootenai County, Idaho. Wow. Back in 1992. Wow, just time flies, man. 1992. Just do the math. What are we looking at here? 30 years ago? And people still remember to this day what happened up there. The rules of engagement changed. And hadn't Bo Greitz not shown up and talked Randy out, they would all be dead because dead men tell no tales. They can't serve as witnesses against the government. And, of course, the government can make up whatever story it wants because there's nobody there to refute it, right? Yeah, that's the whole idea. And this is what George from Canada was talking about. The day that you are called upon to make the ultimate sacrifice, yeah, you're not going to be like Stripes, you know, where they all point their guns and the Germans are pointing their guns at them in the back, or the Czechs or Russians, whoever they are, the Russians, I believe it was. You know, because they drove into enemy territory, Soviet territory, and the Russians are pointing their guns. And all of a sudden, all the GIs and Stripes start handing their guns over to them. Say, here you go. We don't want to get shot. Do you get the little visual, what I'm saying? You know, when they come to the door, what are you going to do? See, what they're afraid of is that you're going to do your duty. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they're not doing gun grabs. If they do it by neighborhood, your neighbor's going to have to warn each other. This is why communities are so important, because you're going to have to warn each other what's happening in the neighborhood so neighbors can prepare. I mean, if you've got like a platoon of, you know, a half a dozen or a dozen SWAT guys, and you got 200 neighbors fully armed, who do you think is going to win that contest? Yeah, some of the neighbors might get gunned down, but I guarantee you the SWAT people aren't walking out of there alive. See, this is the way we have been conditioned to think now, because we have to take the defensive because we got moron politicians in Washington, D.C. that think we don't know how to govern ourselves. And, you know, that's a sad state of affairs here in America. So we have the Biden student loan program on hold. That's good news. I have another piece of good news out of Iowa. You want to talk about community involvement? I've got a very heartwarming story for Friday. 100 farmers, neighbors of an Iowa farmer who died unexpectedly from lung cancer, rallied together within days to reap the corn crops he left behind. His family, deeply humbled, are grateful for the tight-knit community that showed their love and saved their harvest. Paul Baker, who passed away of lung cancer, farmed around 500 acres of land raising beef cattle, soybeans, and corn. Nobody, including Paul and his wife of 46 years, Lynn, had any idea Paul was battling cancer. Now, we don't know if he got the jab and all of a sudden just died because of it. Paul became seriously ill in March. His health never got any better. He never got his breath back, had no energy. Finally went to the doctor about a month ago. Fluid already on the lungs. Biopsy brought more foreboding news, lung cancer. 4 days later, he was gone. We didn't expect to be anything like that, Lynn Baker said. We were all sad and shocked. Paul was a devout Catholic. And he was equally, even though he placed his faith in God, he was just aggravated. He didn't feel better. He kept farming until the day he was admitted to the hospital and died at age of 66. His daughter said the community knew something was wrong. Farmers and friends had already worked with Uncle John to harvest the soybeans while he was in the hospital. Yeah, they just volunteered. Nobody asked them to do it. They just showed up. And they harvested the corn. Wow. 30 combine harvesters, 38 semis, and countless tractors and buggies arrived on the Baker's land before sunrise. 100 people lent their time, equipment, love, and labor for a full day's work harvesting 500 acres of corn. Local businesses donated breakfast and lunches to the farmers and children from nearby St. Malachi Catholic School, where Paul's granddaughters attend, decorated lunch bags and crafted thank you letters. Melissa tried to visit every field to thank everyone personally. That was Paul's daughter, was quickly overwhelmed by it all. Could not believe the outreach. This is what I'm talking about, community and how community works. And now you know the rest of the story. Yep. Remember that? Of course you do. In the legal scene, we have a Georgia judge down in Georgia. Yep. His name is Judge Robert Reeves. There's been an ethics complaint filed against Judge Robert Reeves of Georgia by the Georgia Judicial Qualifications Commission. He is facing a 58-count ethics complaint alleging he made improper gender-based and intemperate comments, tried to influence cases involving acquaintances, and participated in a promotional video and Facebook fundraiser for a children's advocacy center. You got to know what 58 count ethics complaint. I mean, see the system. Why is it that they have to wait until it gets this bad before they start policing what judges are doing? I mean, literally, he made a comment. This is going to blow your mind. He commented about a lunch break for inmates in the prison systems in Georgia. And his quote was, "You mean we have to feed these people?" Or words to that effect. Several supporters of the inmates in the courtroom became visibly upset after he made the comment. Oh, why did he say that? Because he's a judge. He gets to play God. It's his temple, right? Now, you see, the Qualifications Commission watches over what's going on here. He whistled at a female employee walking on a street outside her office and said words to the effect of, "What's a pretty girl like you doing walking alone?" Reeves referred to the employee as Miss America, and he regularly touched her shoulders, rubbed her back, and tried to hug her. One time when the employee sought a signature on a document from the judge, allegedly told her he would sign if she smiled. So what did the employee do? She began having another person accompany her when she had contact with the judge. Wow. The judge also said an assistant public defender had to decide whether she wanted to be a full-time mom or a full-time attorney because she couldn't do both. Commented to a female lawyer after her husband injured his back on vacation, quote, "If he didn't do the stuff you see on TV, you know, one foot in the nightstand and one foot way over here, he wouldn't have hurt his back." Words to that effect. So I guess he was making inference to their lovemaking. We don't know that's what caused the back injury, do we? He might have fallen. He might have slipped and landed on a chair wrong. I mean, any number of things. He commented during a virtual meeting he expected women to wear bathrobes and bathing suits during virtual hearings. He used a word sometimes to describe a mentally disabled person to refer to a black court attendee who tried to leave the courtroom after Reeves told everyone to remain seated. Now, let's see. A word sometimes used to describe a mentally disabled person. Let me guess, that was the R word. Yeah. One of Lindsay Lohan's favorite words, called retard. In the music business, it's R-I-T-A-R-D, which means retardando, which means to slow down. But here's the judge. Yep. commented during a court proceeding involving an inmate whose first name was similar to the word innocence. Words to the effect of, I guess that name didn't take. He said he would have to double up on his sentencing to make up for another judge who was too lenient. Wow! Said words to the effect of, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, after a female public defender left the courthouse crying. Reeves chastised the lawyer and other overworked public defenders for their failure to prepare paperwork properly. He told a female employee he passed by in the courthouse parking lot she had really nice legs. He had ex parte communications with the prosecutor, which he told her to either dismiss or add charges in her cases. Oh, boy, that will get you disbarred as well as maybe kicked off the bench. Whoa. He contacted a judge on behalf of an acquaintance and sought reduction of traffic offenses. How's that for meddling in other judges' casework? Called a prosecutor regarding a case involving 20 college students trespassing on private property and discussed the cases of two of the students. Oh, my. Yep. To be continued. Yeah, you got to love it. And here's a novel way to punish a lawyer and co-defendant behind robocalls with false ballot information or ordered to register voters. An Ohio judge has ordered a lawyer and a co-defendant to register voters in D.C. for sending robocalls with false information about mail-in ballots to minority neighborhoods in Cleveland before the 2020 presidential election. Ooh, what a web we weave. Judge John D. Satula of Cuyahoga County, Ohio, ordered Jack Berkman and Jacob Wohl to spend 500 hours registering voters as part of their punishment following their guilty plea to telecommunications fraud. See, and you thought that nobody was going to get prosecuted. No one was going to get prosecuted for tampering with our elections. Well, there's one case. One case. Wow. This is insanity. You know what I mean? And this, of course, is because we let him get away with it. And we told him, stop the steal. And as soon as we said, stop the steal, what happened? We were demonized, just like Randy Weaver, just like David Koresh, just like Gordon Call. Pick whatever victim you want. Waco was even worse because all those women and children got murdered, too. And then they bulldozed it and covered up the evidence. Don't you just love the way they operate? Yeah, gotta love that. We'll have more phone calls and your comments after this break at the bottom of the hour here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome to the last segment.
Power to the people.
Of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. 33 minutes after the hour, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. We are in Central Time, of course, if you're listening to us. It is 12:33 here. If you're in Eastern Time, of course, it's 1:33. If you're in Mountain Time, it's 11:33. And if you're in Pacific Time, it's 10:33. So whatever time you happen to be listening to us in, we're here. And, of course, today is the last day to place your order by phone to spend the $75 and get 15% off your order. This is a great way to stock up on the Winter Wellness Bundle. Can't tell you enough about it. I have it. My wife has it. We take it. It's good stuff. Got the silver liquid going in me, constant. That's why we have it. Drink it in the water. You take it 2 tablespoons, just flat out. If you want to just take it yourself, really no taste. It's kind of cool. Keeps you healthy. The whole idea, especially in the winter months when you need it. with the weather changes? Any of you ever get affected by weather changes? Kind of crazy out there, isn't it? Oh, man. I'm telling you. And we really don't want to have to get rid of 13.845, but if we don't get enough listener support, comment, because it's into the thousands of dollars to keep that running, we will have to disconnect it at the end of the year. We've given it another month, but, you know, we want you to go to the Power Mall, send the donations in to keep that frequency up and running. Otherwise, we got to pull the plug on it because we got to watch our costs. We are like any other business out there that has to watch their costs. And see, some people don't have that kind of a situation going on, like Zuckerberg. Yeah. And you can't trust them. While social media giants are known for acting quickly and without hesitation to censor human information or certain information being posted during election season, you see, any of the people in Texas, which I'm in, that's Texas Independence, Texas Nationalist Movement, anybody that was on their Facebook page publishing texitnow.org got their post removed, and in place of it was, "You violated our community standards." And then Facebook proceeded to treat and acknowledge the Texit movement was very similar to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Bad move on your part. Texit sued Facebook. Should be happy about that. And they might even go after him after defamation, because we are not ISIS and we are not Al-Qaeda. We are all about peaceful secession from the Union. And again, my question was to the people I was talking to last night en masse. There were thousands of them out there in the event that I attended on behalf of Texit. A lot of them just didn't believe that it could ever happen. And a lot of them had frank discussions with, and I didn't bend over backwards to convince people. I'm not out here to sell and convince people about it. I'm here to share the information. If people want to accept it, fine. If they don't, you know, God gave us free will, right? And we've been specifically told by the hierarchy in the Texas Nationalist Movement not to browbeat people. If we have to convince them, they are never going to be sold in the first place. They'll always be looking for an excuse. And all we're trying to do is get a referendum on the ballot November of 2023. That's all we're trying to do. We're not sitting there telling people to get their guns and overthrow the government. We're not telling them that. We're not telling them to commit acts of guerrilla warfare. We're telling them, let my people go to the polls and vote for Texas independence. You either support a referendum being put on the ballot or you don't. That's simple. People are kind of looking at me going, oh, man, that was so easy to explain. I really don't want to sign anything. I said, would you put this bumper sticker on your car? Here's my card. Call me if you have any questions. I like to talk about it. You see, here's something else that people aren't doing much of these days, and that's talking to each other. You know, I understand the idea of going into town and being bombarded by EMF, as Sherry and Darlene have complained. I get that. If you're standing out in the open air, it's a little bit different. But if you happen to get into confined spaces and it's got all this, you know, EMF going on inside of it, and the people are not taking any care whatsoever to take care of people and their health while they're shopping inside these stores. Well, see, that's where the complaints start. And that's why businesses are going to suffer. Well, Facebook is going to suffer. And here's another reason that they're going to suffer. A bombshell news story about Hunter Biden's infamous laptop from hell. Well, Facebook reportedly failed to block ads containing death threats to election workers ahead of the 2022 midterms. They failed to block 75% of ads explicitly calling for violence against and killing of U.S. election workers ahead of the midterms, according to investigation by Global Witness and the New York University Tandon School of Engineering Cybersecurity for Democracy team, C4D. Now imagine that. Who would post death threats against election workers? People are just doing their job. And Facebook let this out without censoring it. They're good at censoring everything else, but not that. And you got to ask yourself, what's wrong with these people and why am I still on Facebook? People buy ads on Facebook. Facebook makes money selling advertising that they inundate you with, and they steal your information. We know they do. Hospitals have been compromised by it because hospital employees apparently use Facebook while they're working, and some of the medical records have been hacked. And who knows whether yours is one of them. I mean, we're talking not even to mention HIPAA violations. Wow. The craziness of it. There has been some rumor circulating about the idea that the military is combing the sewers, looking for pedophiles and children who have been kidnapped, hidden away in these tunnels under DC and various other places. I'm going to be looking at some case research over the weekend. Hopefully I'll have some more news on it on Monday about a decision in a particular case that could, and this is what they're saying. I won't disclose who they are, but just think about the fact that half of our Congress might get rounded up and put in jail. Think about that. Is that possible? That the military could go out and arrest, they put Trump back in office? Or is this something that QAnon has drummed up? What is it? Do we know for sure this is going down? The Supreme Court apparently has some sort of case that it's looking at that has some arguendo in there, for lack of a better term, or discussion, maybe better put, of the possibility that Biden was falsely elected and that the military is going to come in, there's going to be a coup. Now, I don't know that I buy all of it. I want to look at the actual headlines because, like I said, I read stuff on the back channels. And sometimes I think it's proverbial fear-mongering. And see, we're not supposed to be succumbed by fear. We are not supposed to succumb to it. We're supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to be bold. Like the Bible says in Ephesians, having done all to stand, put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness. I know a lot of you Second Amendment people out there are calling that breastplate Kevlar with a little armor inside of it, right? Well, yep. Like they said on the movie Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater, so be it. Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's the craziness of the world that we live in. Now, if you've got some comment about any of the things that I've been talking about here, I know it's all wishful thinking that they would round up Congress and all of deep state and all of our shadow government and all of the whores in the CDC, including Rochelle the Witch Walensky and Burks and Fauci, and just, you know, had Nuremberg too, and all these people that voted for the jab and voted to give Big Pharma and took money from Big Pharma. They're all complicit in this because we, the people, allowed dark money and money from these lobbyists and special interest groups to flow into Congress. That's why they refer to us, and I say they, meaning other countries who are looking in from the outside, as the best Congress money can buy. I mean, are you not surprised that I'm talking about this? It's okay. Freedom of speech, till we don't. That's when the killing starts, right? So the idea that one can arm themselves to the teeth and not think about the consequences, it's really not disconcerting in a lot of sectors of our society. People could overreact, and people have overreacted. It can be a problem when somebody pulls a weapon, doesn't intend to use it, gets involved in a firefight. Somebody says something, somebody else gets aggravated. Just like the woman convenience store clerk in Texas who pulled a gun and shot somebody in the back for stealing a bag of whatever it was, food, Doritos, potato chips, whatever. Shot him in the back for stealing food. And now she's facing murder charges. Wow. You see, that's a tragedy. She could have just saved herself a whole lot of trouble and just let it go, followed the guy out of the store. If he got into a car, get his license plate number and call 911. No, she took the law into her own hands. Yes, there are going to be people out there that don't adhere to stand your ground and the castle doctrine and some of these doctrines that are necessary. And if you're going to do any research, which I wish a lot of you would, is to understand what these doctrines are all about, if you don't already know this. Especially the threshold rule. Understand what happens when you hear this pounding on your door in the wee hours of the morning and somebody screaming outside, open the door, we're going to break it down. And what do you do? How do you react? You see, that's the kicker. You know, if it's a SWAT team and they're outside to invade your premises, if you let them across the threshold, they have every right to take anything they want, including your life. Think about it. Anything they want. You let the law enforcement cross that threshold, it's over. You need to research the threshold rule to become very aware of what I'm saying. That's why some people step outside the threshold and close the door behind them, because then they can sit there and witness. Now, you can't be like the McCloskeys, because look what happened to them in St. Louis. You know, they had people, you know, Antifa and BLM invading their neighborhood, and they came out there waving guns. Next thing you know, both of these attorneys get disbarred, and one of them's running for office. You just can't do stuff like that. That's the tragedy. You got to understand when they come on your actual property and intend to commit harm and are acting against you in a furtive manner. That's what peace officers have told me. Then you have the right to retaliate to stop them. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir?
Good day, Dave. Hey, I just kind of want to refer back a little bit to, you know, to your judge. And, you know, we don't know all the circumstances. Maybe he was sexually harassing this girl. But, you know, if that judge was a female lesbian and the judge said, hey, you've got really nice legs to the lady, you know, would she have grounds for sexual harassment then? I kind of doubt it would work that way, you know. And you know, my God, Dave, you know, in today's world, why do women dress up and make themselves look nice if they don't want a compliment? I granted it can go too far, but if you're the wrong person and you say something to them, why don't they come to work with a potato sack on that reaches all the way to the floor so you can't see their legs, and put a little quilt batting in there to make it look kind of lumpy so you don't look good? I mean, why do they doll up and dress to the T's if they don't want to look nice and don't appreciate a compliment if someone gives
or,
it to them?
Or you could dress like an Amish woman or a Mennonite woman.
Yeah, you know, a Pentecostal, you know, with a little hat, you know, hat bonnet and everything on.
Yeah,
or, you know, the
yeah,
very
you could
strict,
do that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a great point, Alan. I mean, I ask that question all the time. There's compliments and then there's sexually oriented innuendo, and this day and age, I think that's what has changed. Way back when, we could give compliments to our wives and to other women and say, hey, I love that dress. You look sharp. I actually said that one day to our Northport, Florida mayor. I said, I love that outfit. It's a total white pantsuit. I said, you look sharp, man, to the nines. And she smiled and said, thank you. You see, yeah. Way back when we could say stuff like that, Madam Mayor, you look awesome today. And nobody took offense to that. It wasn't sexually harassment. In fact, she even gave me a hug.
Yeah,
that's how people are supposed to act, Alan, not like they are now.
Or what about if the judge walks by and see a guy walk by in a real nice suit and the guy happens to be gay? Does he think the judge is coming on to him and he says, "Hey, man, that's a really sharp suit," you know? I mean, you know, what this world is just gone totally freaking upside down, backwards, bizarro world, my friend.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, yeah, definitely has. It's gone upside down. And the thing is that, you know, I like these days, I like to go to the grocery store and engage shoppers. I make it a challenge when I go to HEB or any of the places around here that I shop at. I actually like to talk to people in the aisles and just say, "Hey, how you doing?" And they look at you like, "What are you, weird?" You know, if they move away from you real quick, they're probably one of those oblivious that we were talking about on the show the other day, you know, the three different kinds of people, the ones that are in on it, the ones that are oblivious to it, and the ones that are fighting it.
or you won't believe how many times I'm in the aisle and, you know, I'll be in the canned food section and a little old lady will stop me and say, it's up on the top shelf and I just can't reach it. Can you get that for me? I'm like, well, sure. It's strange how many times, I don't know, because maybe I still kind of look like a normal person and I don't look threatening. A lot of times these little, I just about every time in the store, a little old lady asks me, "Can you get the, I just can't reach the top shelf up there." When I'm in line, you know, standing at the checkout line, I'll strike up a conversation with a person in front of me or behind me, or, you know, a couple of times, you know, one of the last times there's a really nice looking lady in front of me. I could tell she didn't have makeup or anything. And while I was standing there, I just said, "I hope I don't offend you." I said, "But, you know, I can see you're not wearing a lot of makeup, but you're just a naturally beautiful woman. And I appreciate that." And she kind of looked at me and said, "Well, thank you." You know, I don't think she was
well,
offended
nice.
By it.
Only in Texas, Alan, will they say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. I just thought I'd drop
that
in.
You say that in LAX and they're Los Angeles and they're going to be, "What? What'd you say?" You know, I can just see it now. Yeah, I can just see it now. You know, they'll try and clock you. Yeah, I'm just like, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
mace you or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mace you. You know, "Don't you say that to me." I pull out the mace. You're like, "Oh, geez, I did not ask for this. This is not going to be my day." Anyway, appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's the levity. You see, folks, we can have these conversations. But see, that's the one thing about community. We talked earlier about the 100 farmers that came out and helped that family in Iowa take care of their 500 acres. I mean, that is a big heart right there from the community. That's the way our communities are supposed to be working right now. Despite whatever D.C. is saying, we are supposed to be walking out in love. We're supposed to walk out in kindness and just exude happiness and be grateful that we are alive. I thank God every day for 2 feet and a heartbeat. And see, sometimes grocery clerks, I will always say hi and how are you to the people bagging groceries, because people take it for granted. Nobody says hi and engages in conversation with them. And you see, thanking, when's the last time you thanked the person that actually bagged your groceries? You know, they have a menial job. They're not being paid, you know, store management wages. But they took good care of you and they made sure that everything got put in the right bag. So the cold stuff was with the cold stuff. Hot stuff, you know, the was processed as the hot stuff. Your meats are in frozen stuff is in, you know, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. They're paying very close attention. So that's one of the things that, you know, I thank them for, because they're paying attention. That may be the only thing they're paying attention to, because they're getting paid to pay attention to that. But the thing is, it's all about service, and that's why people keep coming back to shop at places like that. And you notice when you walk into certain stores like Wally World, been there, done that, and they would rather have you walk through the checkout lanes where it's a self-check than to go through the two lanes they have open that are just jammed with shoppers, cart to cart. And the clerks are frustrated. You can tell they don't want to be there. Now, that's really not the kind of place that people want to shop. But can you engage people in conversation? Oh, I can guarantee you the people that are standing in those long lines waiting to get to the checkout are engaging in conversation. It probably isn't too nice. And it's probably about Wally World. about the long line they got to stand in, and they're frustrated. Well, just imagine what happens when there's a food shortage and everybody's fighting for food before they get to the checkout counter. They're fighting for food in the aisles. That's the last roll of toilet paper. Boom. You've got 20 containers of toilet paper in your cart. Share one. No. Boom. And the next thing you know, there's a fist fight. Clean up an aisle four. You know, I mean, can you imagine that? Would our society actually come to that? I think it could. It did during COVID. It did during the lockdowns. I don't know what it was, this infatuation with toilet paper. And we all made jokes about it. But if you were one of those involved in fisticuffs in the aisle because somebody was filling their shopping cart and they had to put limit one, there was actually instances where paper towels and toilet paper and Kleenex, limit one per customer. And if you came to the counter with more, the manager would walk up, take all that stuff out of your cart and put it into another cart and saying, limit one. And what are you going to do? Argue with the manager and go, you know, how's that going to work? You going to go ballistic? Full tilt boogie on the manager? You're going to end up in jail. Is it worth the toilet paper? I could just see in front of the judge. So, woman with the nice legs, you were trying to steal toilet paper? Really? You were trying to walk out with more toilet paper? The sign said limit one. Sign, everywhere a sign. Do this, don't do that. Can you read the sign? Remember that song? Five Man Electrical Band. Took off my hat and put my hat on, jumped the fence, and yeah, that sort of thing. All right. Remember we told you about the unusual items for stocking up? I want to go through a couple of these. This is some pretty handy stuff. I just decided to open it up and look at it. But you can get the list. A small portable stove made out of an Altoids tin with a small plastic container of denatured alcohol to make a small portable stove. Yeah. Wow. Vacuum sealed Cheetos in a jar. Meat tenderizer to rub on ant bites. Activated charcoal. Yeah, you may need it because there may be an increase in food poisoning, arsenic, adverse reactions, celiac disease, and whatnot. You stock up on activated charcoal. What a great stocking stuffer. Binder clips. Keeping bags clipped down. Clipping items to clothesline. Hanging small tins of Vicks VapoRub. Dried prunes. Silk Cocker four-way keys. Knee-high pantyhose. Oh, no, I don't know what I'd do that. Yeah, guys, that's not for you. All right. What can I say? That's just a part. That's the top 10 of the 25 things besides cash. Gift certificates aren't going to work, folks. Gift certificates and anything you got to take to the store. Give something practical this Christmas, right? Shop at the Power Mall. Whatever you do, we need your support. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America if you can keep it. And we'll see you next Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Righteous is Yahweh, the three in one King is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.